99.9 Radio USA in Glass. That is Thompson Square. It's 6:51, and we're at, what are we at here? 53 degrees. It's me, Scott Hansen, in the morning. And yes, I have the weird news for you. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A New Hampshire woman made waves when she was busted for waving at a cop while behind the wheel, even though the same officer suspended her driver's license after a drunk driving incident. Jacqueline Plum was booked and released after the drunk driving arrest, but got hauled back in just hours later when a deputy saw her guzzling booze from an open container while riding in the passenger seat of another vehicle. Well, a warning for that incident didn't do much good, since Plum attracted police attention again weeks later after being found passed out behind the wheel of her car in a nearby town. A judge cautioned Plum that she'd used up her three strikes, but she decided to keep swinging and got nabbed again last month. As a police spokesman put it, the suspect, while out on bail and two DWI arrests for a second offense, drove by a Salem police officer in her yellow convertible and waved at him as she went by. Well, the officer was the original arresting officer in the March DWI case. He chased her down, and yeah, she's busted. How about this? An ex-con in Florida showed some low-caliber thinking when he called cops to report that his gun had been stolen, only to get himself arrested for breaking the law, a law that prevents felons from owning firearms in the first place. The officer who took Jimmy Dwayne Whipple's report about having his firearm stolen entered the information into the system, and that raised a red flag when his name came up on the no-gun list. A deputy went out to Whipple's home to have a discussion about the matter and found the 47-year-old on the scene along with several half-smoked joints, assorted drug paraphernalia, and a bottle of illicitly obtained painkillers. Of course, he is now in jail on several felony counts. And finally, a Florida man has some jail time on tap after being arrested for stealing beers from a convenience store and stopping mid-theft to pour one of them over the head of the cashier. Darius Stacy walked into the store and grabbed a pack of Cigarlos and a beer, which he sipped and then emptied over the clerk's head. After leaving the premises briefly, Stacy returned, ate some mini tacos from the display, and then treated himself to another beer. That's when the employee finally called the cops. When deputies arrived on the scene, Stacy let loose a string of obscenities and then kicked him in the face. That earned him a jolt from the officer's taser, as well as a list of other charges. There you go. That's your weird news this morning. It's 6:54.
Prices are falling. Get